so you're looking for true love. Which dating app will help you find that?
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over the top dating sites to help you actually find love. Before we dive into all of our suggestions though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. Before we even dive into these suggestions, this quiz will help you narrow down what dating site might be the best for you, and it might be mentioned on this list. So this quiz is quick, easy, fun, and completely free, and it's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. So go ahead and take the quiz. Then come back here and comment below what your results are, because we'd love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps. Why spend more money if you don't have to? So make sure to click the link that's popping up above me and found in the description down below to go to our deals page, see if you can save yourself some money on some of your favorite dating sites. All right, but let's get into the video. So what are some of the best dating sites out there for love? So we've calculated a few different sites here based on their success rates, based on how many marriages and successful happy relationships have come from the sites, how big their user base is, what their MO is all about, everything like that. We've done the research, so you don't have to worry about it. So let's dive into our very first site. The first site that we can recommend for you to find real love is on eHarmony. So eHarmony is one of the OG dating sites. You probably seen ads for it throughout your whole life. It's a well-known one, right? And for good reason. eHarmony claims to be responsible for over 4% of the marriages in the United States. I mean, its success stories know no bounds. There are millions of users on eHarmony, and plenty of successful marriages and happy relationships have come from the site. Since its launch in 2000, eHarmony claims to be responsible for over 2 million happy relationships. One of the biggest reasons why eHarmony is a great site to actually find love is that's what it's all about. eHarmony is not a casual dating or hookup site. It is a love site. It is a long-term relationship, monogamous relationship, marriage type of site. I mean, the people on eHarmony are serious about finding love. I mean, they're investing in their love life monetarily and through taking the time to fill out their whole profile, because eHarmony works a little bit differently than other dating sites and dating apps. It takes it seriously in its matchmaking algorithm. eHarmony's matchmaking algorithm definitely is leaps and bounds above most others. It actually utilizes 32 areas of compatibility, which, you know, takes into account people's personalities. So they do that by asking a lot of questions. There's like 100 plus questionnaire that you have to fill out when you are making your eHarmony account, and this will analyze your likes, your dislikes, your wants, the things you don't want, what you're looking for a partner, your history, what sort of things make you tick, your interest, and basically everything about you, your beliefs, your ideals. And it'll actually give you a personality score, it'll give you a personality rundown, a personality analysis, and it'll match you with people who fit you best based on their personality analysis. Essentially, eHarmony has a dating down to a science. It has this matchmaking algorithm that is constantly being updated and improved upon, and because of it, you are matched with people who will seriously be a good fit for you. On most other dating sites and dating apps, you are endlessly scrolling, you are looking through people who may or may not even fit what you're looking for. But on eHarmony, you're guaranteed to be shown people who would be a good fit for you, because you've already taken the time to fill out your personality test, so have they. And based off of those questions, you will only be presented with people who could actually work well for you. So you are, you know, not wasting your time, you know, taking shots in the dark, sending tons of messages to people who may or may not fit what you're looking for. eHarmony really takes the reins in your search for love, and it makes it easy for you. Keep in mind that eHarmony's demographics do tend to skew slightly older, because most of the people on the site are ready to settle down, so they tend to be between the ages of 30 to 44. However, anyone 18 plus is on the site. If you're enjoying this video so far, and before we move on to our next suggestion, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content, so then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. Next suggestion for you to find love is through Elite Singles. So Elite Singles is another dating site where its user base definitely takes finding love seriously. So Elite Singles is catered towards professionals who take their career, their education, and their lifestyles very seriously. They're looking for people who have like-minded values and who live a similar lifestyle to them. So a lot of people on Elite Singles are very invested in their career. They have careers that might take up a lot of time in their life, like doctors, lawyers, all sorts of fancy jobs that takes up a lot of time. So if you are using Elite Singles, you'll be guaranteed to find a lot of people who are very invested in their career paths. But not only are they invested in their career paths, they are invested in finding love. So people use Elite Singles because they don't have time to be swiping and looking endlessly in other dating sites for love. They are on Elite Singles because they're ready for love and they want the romance that they're looking for, but not at the expense of taking up all their extra time because they are very busy. So for those unwilling to budge when it comes to their partner's education level, their career values, and their lifestyles, you know, Elite Singles really picks up the pace where eHarmony might not have that focus so specifically. But people can be at eHarmony or other dating sites without any specific goals in mind or lifestyle, but Elite Singles is definitely a specific site for people who are taking their lifestyle seriously. Money, work ethic, and professional schedules can really make or break a relationship, and it's not something petty that should be overlooked if that's an important part of your life. And that's where Elite Singles comes in. 85% of the user base of Elite Singles have some sort of college education. And Elite Singles actually offers a lot of specific features to help you find people who are really aligned with your values and what it is that you are looking for. If you want to become an elite member of this site, though, of Elite Singles, you'll have to pay an elite membership fee, but you can use some portions of the site for free. Now, if you want to be able to save yourself some money on a host of different dating sites and dating apps, do not forget to check out our deals page, because we here at Online for Love are always getting all sorts of awesome deals for different dating sites and dating apps. Why spend more money if you don't have to? So make sure to click the link that's popping up above me and found in the description down below to possibly save yourself some money on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. All right, so the next site that we have for you is Bumble. Bumble is a great site to go to find long-lasting relationships and true love. Bumble really helps things move along because of its unique situation. So on Bumble, women really come first. Women have to make the first move. So if you are in a heterosexual situation, let's say you are a man and you have matched with a woman on Bumble, you cannot message her first as a man. The woman has to reach out to the man first before a conversation can ever happen. Now, she is prompted to do so within a certain time frame, 24 hours, or she can adjust that to make it slightly longer, but still, it's within a few days she has to send that first message. So she is prompted to do so quickly. But using this method, a lot of relationships move along a lot faster and move along at all, you know, where they might not on other dating sites. The reason being, women on online dating sites are usually inundated with tons of messages. Their messages are filled to the brim with people who they may or not be actually interested in. And what tends to happen on a lot of dating sites is men are trying to sort of send a lot of messages, so the messages end up being more quantity than quality, and the women on the sites are not necessarily excited to receive those messages. So Bumble really helps to, you know, even the scales here. It takes some pressure off of men to send a perfect first message to lots of different women who may or may not be actually interested in them. And it lets women make that first move where they're not being bombarded with messages, but they can actually take the reins and message people only who they are specifically interested in. So whatever type of relationship that you're looking for, whatever gender or sex that you are, you will have a better chance of finding love through Bumble. Bumble also offers some different sections of the site dedicated to making friendships and business partners. There's Bumble Biz and Bumble BFF. So if you'd like to use the site to make some platonic relationships of any sort, you can do so as well. People on Bumble are looking for the real deal. People on Bumble are usually looking for actual dating. It's not necessarily a hookup site, although I suppose you could find that on there, but in general, people on Bumble are serious about finding someone, and that's why they have gone to this unique dating site. Question of the day: how many people do you know in real life who have found love through online dating? Seems like online dating tends to be the most popular form of dating at the moment in this day and age. So how many people in real life do you know have, you know, successful relationships, happy relationships, maybe even marriages, and that has stemmed from online dating? Leave your comments, anecdotes, everything down below in the comment section. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, next up on your search for love, we can suggest Silver Singles. So Silver Singles is a great 50 plus dating app. People on Silver Singles are ready for love. Maybe they are widowed. Maybe they have, you know, broken up with a past partner. Maybe they have been single for a long time, maybe forever, but whatever the reason, they are ready to settle down again or for the first time. Silver Singles definitely caters towards older people who are looking for serious relationships, long-term relationships, possibly marriage, and you know, Silver Singles, the dating site and app, caters to that. All members have to take an in-depth personality test, which will help the matchmaking algorithm of Silver Singles to pair them with people who fit their lifestyle, their belief system, their personal ideals, what they're looking for, what they're not looking for. So based off of this personality test, this can really help to narrow down the type of person that you are looking for. And Silver Singles is a great place to go to if you are an older person, because a lot of other dating sites are not necessarily specifically catered towards people who are in older age. Whereas Silver Singles, you are going to find people in your age range that you're going to find the people who you are really looking for, and you don't have to dig through other dating sites or people who may or may not actually fit the criteria that you're looking for. It's also very easy to use. So if you are older with possibly a limited amount of experience using dating apps and dating sites, it's very simple for you to use. If you haven't already, please make sure to like this video and hit subscribe. And our last suggestion for you is Hinge. So Hinge is a dating site that is literally designed to be deleted. That's its catchphrase. Hinge actually uses love science to help pair you with the person who could be best for you. So based off of your answers to different prompts on the site and other people's answers and your swiping habits, the Hinge scientists have figured out a way to utilize all of those things and information about you to pair you with people who would be a great fit for you. It actually has an acclaimed Nobel Prize winning algorithm, so it is sure to work. Hinge features very detailed profiles. It features, of course, its amazing matchmaking algorithm. It features, high quality photos. It features message reminders, reply reminders, all these different things that actually prompt you to find a real date. I mean, Hinge is all about actually getting you out there and getting you dating. And if you have actually found someone, you can answer on Hinge if you have found them and if you're happy with them, and then you can delete the app. I mean, it's really that simple. So Hinge is a great way to go about finding real love, because everyone on the site is looking for actual dating, looking for their partner. It's not a place that you go to if you're really casually minded. But that's gonna just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Do not forget to check out our free online dating app quiz, which will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, completely free, and that's gonna be linked above me and found in the description down below. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our deals page to possibly save yourself some money on a host of different dating sites and dating apps. So the link to that's gonna be above me as well as in the description down below. Now that you are just about done with this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me, and don't forget to answer the question of the day. How many people do you know in real life have found love through online dating sites? Leave your comments, your anecdotes, your stories, suggestions, everything down below in the comment section. We love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it, and hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!